Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
And no one will ever know that I and I'm with my stew. Then your face will pass me like a ghost. That's always when I want you most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again. And I don't want to burn it down. Because if I do, you won't come around. In my dreams every night you will take me by surprise. Like a drug I abused, I want to, but I have to. Oh, 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 oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
Mama said they tried to drown us thrice before. The ocean water don't take to our lungs no more.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:23 here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and sorry we're late, but I don't know what's going on. I'm just getting old, I guess. Actually, anyway, we won't bother. You don't care about that. 4:24 is the WMFO time, a Brown perspective on sports here. And if you'd like to talk sports with me, our phone number 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back, and let's get into Major League Baseball scores. Yesterday in the American League, the Blue Jays 5 and the Yankees 4. The Angels 12 and the Red Sox 4. Royal 7, Tiger Zip. The Astros 23, and the Orioles 2. The Twins 4, and Cleveland 1. White Sox 3, and the A's 2. And the Rays 5, and the Mariners 4. Over in the National League, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Marlins 7, and the Braves 6. That game went 10 innings. The Mets 4, and the Nationals 3. The Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Padres 8, and the Rockies 5. And the Dodgers 4, and the Diamondbacks zip. In interleague play, the Brewers 3, and the Rangers 2. And I guess it's maybe about that time where you need to be careful when you're walking around tall buildings in the greater Boston area. The diehard fans may be getting ready to jump. But anyway, it's, we still have a shot at getting a wild card. But we can't win one, lose two, win two, lose one. You know, we got to get on some kind of a roll before the season ends. And this has been a very difficult string of games here against the Yankees and the Rays. But you got to beat up on Kansas City and the Angels. And, you know, actually the Angels were on a losing streak, and I guess they would do the win one. So there you go. Anyway, yesterday in that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-4 with an RBI. He got a walk also. He's hitting .283 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-5. He dropped to .304. J.D. Martinez, 1-for-4. He's hitting .309. Travis, 1-for-4. Scored a run. Two RBIs. He's hitting .253. He got his fifth home run of the year. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-5. Scored a run. He's hitting .282. Michael Chavis went 0-for-5 with an RBI. He's hitting .255. Brock Holt, 2-for-3. Scored a run with a walk, .316. Career year, I believe, for Brock Holt as well. Sandy Leon went 1-for-4, hitting .197. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1-for-2, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .220. Rick Porcello went 5 innings, gave up 5 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 3 strikeouts, had a 5.67 ERA. And 10-9 is his season as he picked up the loss. Actually, when you look at the game, he gave up a 3-run home run in the first inning. And then in the fifth inning, gave up a 2-run jack to Mike Trout. And that was his game. And the Red Sox, since they only scored 4 runs, you know, can't really blame it all on Porcello. Hernandez followed, pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits and 4 runs. Struck out 1, has a 4.41 ERA. Velasquez came in, pitched an inning, struck out 2, gave up 2 runs. 5.81 is ERA. And Weber came in, pitched 2 innings, gave up 2 hits and didn't give up any runs. Struck out 2 and had a 4.20 ERA. So I guess it's a question of what will Price be like after this trip to the DL. Will he be able to jump right back in and gain his old efficiency, or will it take him a while? And if it does, what happens when he's out there pitching? And then will Erod continue to be the best starter on the ball club? Nobody saw. If anybody said at the beginning of the year that Eduardo Rodriguez was going to be the best pitcher on the staff, we'd say, whoa, we got another championship going here. But with Porcello, with the drop-off with Chris Sale, who was excellent his last time out, pitching 8 innings, a shutout ball, give only 3 hits. Is it too late for a bounce back? Anyway, like I I said Porcello was great, except for the two home runs. In between the two home runs, he looked really good. And so will he be able to continue whatever with making him an outstanding pitcher in previous years? Will he be able to take that and move on? We have the new guy going tonight. Or is that today? Steiner, that we picked up from, was it Baltimore? But anyway, he hasn't been, you know, lights out, but what do you expect? Maybe we picked it too much, getting him on the cheap, and also expecting him to pitch lights out and games that were meaningful. Pretty good to pitch lights out when, you know, there's no real pressure. I guess that's a question someone could ask about Mike Trout. How great would his numbers be if his team was in contention every year? You know. But on the other hand, the numbers, I guess, speak for themselves. I think he was. He leading the American League in home runs. And obviously a great defensive outfielder. But so is Mookie Betts. And Mookie Betts is, you know, batting in the same area as Trout, except for the RBIs and home runs. And Trout's batting, what, second or third in the lineup, and Mookie's batting a leadoff. So there you go. That would explain a lot of that. So anyway, it's 4:32 here on WMFO in Medford. We're contemplating the Red Sox run. Hey, and when you're contemplating the Red Sox run, it's just so amazing. When you consider, okay, Mookie Betts is not having the same type of year that he had last year, but he's not, you know, sticking up the place. Xander Bogaerts is having a career year. He dropped off a little bit, but he's still hitting .304. J.D. Martinez is right back about where he was last year. Travis, hey, no one expected him to come along and do. I'm looking for Marco Hernandez to make the ball club. Too bad he bats left-handed, so this Devers back left-handed, and so this Hope. And so this Hope bat left-handed, and there's just too many lefties in there. But anyway, how about Christian Vasquez? He's having a career year, .282. Chavis is a rookie coming out of nowhere. Average is .255, but he's been hitting for power and driving in runs, home runs as well. Jackie Bradley Jr. has had his moments. Not sufficient enough to get him out of where he has been in the past. I thought he had spent some time with J.D. Martinez, his batting coach, in the offseason. If he did, we haven't seen the total results through the year that we would like to see. But, hey, that glove is awesome. 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, August the 11th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It's more than talk and thought. It's more than talk and thought.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And that message, of course, was brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:37 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here. Whoa, I was wondering what I did with my playlist. Okay, hey, let's talk football. Hey, we in the football exhibition. Preseason, whatever you want to call it, and the Patriots got off to a roaring start by pounding the Detroit Lions last Thursday, 31-3. Now, when you consider that the Patriots did not start Brady, Hoyer came in and he was followed by what's his name? Jason Stidham. The Patriots did not use any of their major running backs, and they got a slew of them in camp. Michelle did not play. The rookie they drafted did not play. And the other two running backs, I forget their name, they didn't play either. the wide receiver core. The wide receiver core was roughed up a little bit as N'Keal Harry went down with some kind of a leg injury. Didn't seem to be serious, but, you know, in an exhibition game, you take him out and hopefully he's ready for when the season starts. But Stidham looked really good. Hoyer didn't look bad either. But I guess, if it comes down to a choice of Stidham and versus Hoyer, Hoyer has the experience, but you're hoping that Stidham will look good enough to maybe push Hoyer to the sideline. And Brady will play a full year without any injuries or anything like that. So, except for blowout games, where we're blowing out the other team, hopefully. there won't be any need for a backup. But we'll see. But it was really impressive. We used most of our starting linebackers. I think Hightower played. I know Collins played, and the rookie from last year, who was out with an injury, he played. Van Noy played. But then here again, we didn't use any of our starting backfield. Chung was not there. The McCourty brothers did not play. I don't know. I know one player, one key player, a wide receiver for the Lions went down with an injury. Are the Lions really that bad? Or are our backups really that good? And if the backups, especially on defense, are really that good, and like I said, who knows how good they're going to be on the offensive end, since we didn't play a whole lot of starters, potential starters on offense, running back and wide receiver and things like that. It could be that the Patriots have come up with some no-names who are going to be a pretty good group as the season moves on. I haven't been able to follow other teams who might be contenders, the Eagles and the 49ers. I can't think of anybody else out there that jumps out at me and say, hey, I'm going to be a contender this year. The New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Seattle, I think, is almost in a minor rebuild mode, so we don't look from that too much from there. Oh, and Bennett, who's on our club, did not play. Yeah. So, yeah, the defense and the offense look pretty good considering who is out there. And if they can continue that through preseason and not come up with any major injuries or anything like that, who knows? We may be looking at number 7. Can you imagine that? I was thinking with all the players that we lost, good players that we lost, like Flowers and Trent Brown and people like that, that it's going to be, it would take a while to build back up, if we could build back up. But who knows? Maybe we won't have to be in any kind of a rebuild mode. We'll just move right along seamlessly. Bill Belichick didn't seem to have any problems without having a defensive coordinator. Because I guess he's the defensive coordinator. So if the head coach gets mad at the defensive coordinator, you'll never know. It's 4:43 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, let's take a little break here. And we'll be back with more sports talk. Don't you go anywhere.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:48 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is for your game. Far the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on over there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going next in the world of sports here? I understand that Marcus Smart had a minor injury working out for the, I don't know what it is, something to do with the Olympics, but it's not the actual Olympic team, but I guess it leads toward the Olympic team. And he had a minor injury. He's no longer there. He's here taking it easy, recovering, getting ready for the start of this year's NBA season, which to me makes sense. Okay, it's nice to have all these little other accolades and things on your resume, but what we pay you for is what happens on the parquet and in other similar venues around the NBA. So hopefully nothing happens to Jaylen Brown or Kemba Walker. Who else is there? Oh, Jason Tatum. Please keep our boys intact. A couple of years ago, who was it? George that severely, he had an injury similar to the one that Gordon Hayward had. And I don't know, it took about a year or so, I guess, to get back to normal. And he's, you know, like I said, he's recovered and back to normal. But who wants to go through that? We want the players that we're paying happy, healthy, and playing for us in green and white and all the other colors that have been mixed in during the years. 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm host Donnelly Brown. I want to remind you again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Swimming. What a great recreational activity. It's healthy and fun for any age. But water and safety should go hand in hand. There is no substitute for constant adult supervision of children in or around a pool. Make sure you provide adequate barriers to prevent access by unsupervised children. A fence around your pool should be at least 4 feet high, with a self-closing, self-latching gate. A pool cover is a great way to prevent access. Don't allow diving in your pool unless there is adequate depth, and never mix drinking alcohol and swimming. Remember, choosing to have a pool is a great way to provide good, healthy fun. So choose to keep it safe. For more information and free water safety brochures, call the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at 800-323-3996. Remember, water and safety should go hand in hand. Call 1-800-323-3996.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:57 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Time to put the wraps on this edition. Excuse me, I'm having problems here. Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, around 4 o'clock with another edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here. And we'd love to get you involved in the sports conversation. And so, therefore, please give us a call. Meanwhile, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way 5 o'clock this morning until 8 a.m. And we're going to be bringing you another program filled with new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. with Brown's Perpetual on Sports when we do it all over again. Follow that 5 a.m. by Sounds of Praise. God bless you.